God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Tonight we begin our celebration of the birth of our Savior, our Jesus the Christ, as we celebrate his birth born in Bethlehem. Tonight, however, we take a look at the Old Testament prophecy of this birth being told to the prophet Isaiah for all the world to hear. The prophet would say, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is our text. The sign would be a virgin giving birth to a child. A sign from God would be a wonderful thing. I don't know about you, but have you ever gone through life thinking, you know, I wish I had a sign from God to make sure I know I'm doing the right thing? Or maybe a little bit of direction here, especially if we have a tough decision to make. Sometimes we're sort of really looking for a sign. And today, we receive one. The virgin shall conceive and bear a child. What's so special about this sign is, in one essence, in the context that it was given. You may notice that the beginning part of our Old Testament reading, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God, and let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." And what was Ahaz's response? "I'm not going to ask." I don't know about you, but this surprises me. If the Lord would come to me in a vision or maybe in a manifestation and saying, "Okay, Pastor Bala, ask for a sign." Okay, I will admit I might be a little greedy and saying, "Sure, how about next week's lottery ticket numbers? That'd be a good sign." Or maybe some special miracle. But for Ahaz to sit there and say, with an invitation being given to him, "No, Lord, I don't want a sign." Something more is happening here. And true enough, there is something more that's happening here. The Lord knew what was going on in Ahaz's heart. He really did not really trust in God. Even though the Lord was speaking to him, you think he would be in fear and awe of God, but his heart was very, very hard. He was trusting in his own ability, his own alliances, his own dealing-making, instead of trusting in God. Especially as the prophet Isaiah was telling him about God. So needless to say, it really wasn't surprising that Ahaz would sit there and sort of back off and saying, "Lord, you know, I don't want a sign from you." And maybe it's because Ahaz felt that if the Lord gave him a sign, maybe he would have to listen to God. Ahaz had no intention of wanting to listen to God, so backed off on this beautiful promise. But the Lord's saying, "I don't care about the hardness of your heart. There's a world that needs to be redeemed, and so I'm going to give you the sign, regardless whether you're going to believe it or not. Here it is." And what's so special about this sign? It's never to be duplicated again. It will be unique. It will be special. No magician can do it. Science can't do it. Only God can do it. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So the sign is now given. But where are we in relation with this sign? Throughout our life, we will see many signs. If you drove over here, I'm almost assured that you probably saw one of those red signs with eight sides on it. You know, the stop signs. Now, you have to make a decision whenever you come up to one of those stop signs. You first of all have to see the sign. And if you see the sign, you have to really decide, am I really going to stop or not? And I will admit, when the roads get really, really icy, you know, I kind of look both ways and think, do I really have to come to a complete stop? That's the challenge. Sometimes if people are in a hurry, they completely ignore those little red signs. So not only do we have to see the sign, but now we have to understand the sign. And now the next thing is, are we going to follow the sign? The sign has been given from God, however. The virgin shall conceive and bear a child and shall call his name Emmanuel. God is giving us the salvation of the world. Emmanuel meaning God with us. This is a time of the year where at least here in the United States, there's a lot of celebration going on. The time of Christmas is very, very special, and we've even been blessed by God with a beautiful white Christmas. Thanks be to God. But now, what's it all about? I will admit, from one of the windows of my house, I can see in someone's front yard a Santa Claus and a Frosty the Snowman. Is that what it's all about? Our world sometimes will harden its heart and will try not to see the sign that God gives. Even though our world is sometimes very, very frustrated and are sometimes asking for God for a sign, some help, some direction here. And God is saying, I will give you that help. I will give you that direction. I realize from God's point of view, He knows that our life is filled with pain and that there's a lot of struggles here. And He says, I'm not going to abandon you. I will give you that help. That help comes in the form of a virgin giving birth to a child who is God with us, Emmanuel. But do we want that kind of help? Is that the type of God that we are seeking? Ahaz, however, was not. He was looking for his own power, his own life, his own way of doing things. And so he completely ignored the sign. What about you? Are you completely ignoring the sign of God that God is going to take on human flesh and blood for you? He gives us the sign to help you through life into eternal life. He gives you the sign to heal your hurting heart. He gives you the sign as a direction. He gives you the sign as the forgiveness of sins and love that can come from nowhere else. But then why do our hearts still struggle with sin? Why are our hearts still sad? Why does sometimes depression come into our lives? It's because we may see the sign of a virgin giving birth to a child whose name will be Emmanuel. But do we believe it? Do we trust it? God gives other signs. We may remember the popular sign of a rainbow, that God promises will be in the skies as a symbol of His promise, never, ever again to flood the entire world with water. Do you believe in that sign? So that when you see a rainbow, is the first thing you think of is God's promise? Do you believe in that sign? I venture to say, like Ahaz, sometimes our hearts get hardened. We'd rather trust in the things of this world, the things that we can deal with, the things that we can network with, instead of trusting into a God who loves and delivers us. And we have to ask the question, why? Why is it so difficult to believe and trust in a baby being born of a virgin in Bethlehem for you and for me? Because if we actually believe that, we have to come to the admission of something that we just don't like to admit. That I need a Savior. That my life is broken. That my heart is torn apart. And that I cannot save and deliver myself. We need to come to that realization in order to see and receive this beautiful gift of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And our sinful nature is just as strong as Ahaz. We want to get distracted with many other things that we think that we are now in control. And so our society has, and maybe we've also have been guilty of this, have leaned a little bit more toward that Santa Claus and thinking, well, you know, he gives gifts. He can't be all that bad. And Frosty the Snowman, he was at least a happy guy who did some networking here. But how often do we sit there and say, wait a minute, the sign that God gives is completely different. You see, Santa Claus may give good gifts, maybe based on a tradition of St. Nicholas, who also gave wonderful gifts. But St. Nicholas actually understood that he needed the special gift, the gift of a Savior, that little baby being born in Bethlehem, and not just a baby being born in Bethlehem. That's not just the sign. The sign is a baby born of a virgin. Case an interesting point here. Even within Christianity, we have a little bit of a struggle here. Within Christianity, we sometimes fail to miss this sign, even for other reasons. I'm alluding to the point of, even in our bulletin cover for today, that we have the baby Jesus being there. Where's the mom? We just have baby Jesus by himself. I don't know about you, but I didn't fall from the sky. And actually, my mom's in this service, and she's in the back, so she'll tell me that, yes, I was born. So with the baby Jesus, he was born of a virgin. That was the sign. That is where our hope is. Our hope is not in Santa Claus and Frosties or in Christmas trees or any other signs. Our hope is in the virgin who gives birth to our Savior, Jesus the Christ. This is the miracle. God comes to you and to me. So God has given us the sign. Our hearts may not always want to trust in the sign. And so does this baby Jesus, born of a virgin, ever turn his back on us? Does he ever say, enough is enough? And the answer is no. The love that comes from God is always calling us back to him. Even when our hearts get cluttered with many other things and many other distractions in life, the answer is yes. You see, that baby born of a virgin is God himself. That's why he was named Emmanuel. Okay, technically named Jesus, but Emmanuel, referring to as what the prophet is saying, as God with us. That loving, saving God came to deliver us, to forgive us our many sins, to restore us, to bring healing. And so we have this Christ child now offering himself for you and for me. This is one of the reasons why we celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper on a regular basis. Why? Because this is Christ himself giving of himself, sharing of his own body and blood for you. This is not a message that you will hear throughout the world. Yes, there are many generous people, but not as generous as our loving, saving God, who, being born of a virgin, says it's that important to save and deliver you. So he comes to us in this bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ, again to bring healing and strength. He comes to deliver us. He comes to save us. So we gather this evening. And why do we gather? Is it just a tradition to go through that's the thing to do? Or did we gather because we need help? We need a Savior who can deliver us. We need healing. We need direction in our life. We need that hope. If that is the reason why you have come, because you're broken and you need to get put back together again, you need that restoration, then you have come to the right place, where God will give you his sign of hope, his sign of healing, his sign of a salvation. The virgin did conceive and did bear a child. His name is Jesus. God with us. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.